Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May.
Thought it was over, and then there was another little spooky synthesizer lilt. I don't know what word, trill.
Yeah, that'll do it. Hello, welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. Yes, a healthy dose of foreboding drum and bass there to get you started from the excellent Basic Rhythm. It's the moniker of Anthony Hart. He's a London-based producer, been making fabulous music for fairly long time.
Yeah, like I'm not no expert on drum and bass, but it's just a name that's been around for a very long time, I think.
I think it's, if I'm remembering it right, it's about 2014, I think, his first like Basic Rhythm moniker.
I guess as drum and bass goes, that's actually pretty modern.
Contemporary, yeah. So, and, you know, you take the 2 years of COVID out of it, and it's like, yeah, it's pretty much. But anyway, No End is the name of the track. It's taken from a single on his own Musique Nocturne Records. That's coming out this Friday, or you can find it on Bandcamp and wherever you download music from. If you want more Basic Rhythm, two fantastic records on Type. that came out many years ago now, Raw Tracks and The Basics, both fantastic records, and subsequently been releasing mostly on Planet Mew, a couple of records there, and a couple of other EPs and whatnot out and about. His SoundCloud is a good place to find interesting music that he's working on. A nice way to shake you up and shake you out this week.
Yeah, described in its blurb as a militant stepper. And I was like, okay, I get that.
I go with spooky stepper. It was pretty rough and tough.
And before we go on to my first song, we continue to be sponsored by the State 51. Thank you, State 51. They have just announced they're doing a repress of their excellent compilation of early Indian electronic music that has been very popular. So if you missed out on buying a copy of that first time round, no fear, you can get a copy there.
Yeah, we are very pro repress here at the podcast.
Yeah, man, get those represses out. Get music in the hands of the people. As well as recent releases by Abstract Concrete and Better Corners and many, many others. They have a magazine, Greed Mag. They've got a great website. They are a growing force in independent music. With the sort of recent issues we've had with Bandcamp and other issues we've had with major British music companies, it is good to have these strong indies.
Yes, it's been a scary week for experimental music fans, so it's good to have people like the State 51 Conspiracy who are putting their money where their mouth is and championing the scene, if for want of a better term.
Nice. First one for me is from an artist called Hilary Woods, who played her on the pod before. I've booked her at Baba Yaga's once or twice. She releases on Sacred Bones Records. I think this is going to be her fourth album. She's from Ireland. Dark, gothic folk, for sort of lack of a better word, but more on the experimental than the trad folk sort of thing. Her new record is called Acts of Light, and this is called Where the Bough Has Broken.
Thank you.
more spooky music, but in a very, very different way than the first record.
Yes, I think club spooky and, I don't know, feeling a bit creepy in a graveyard.
Exactly, or lost in the woods as the sun's going down.
Yes.
That's Hilary Woods, Where the Bough Has Broken. If you're familiar with her music before, a lot of her ones are a bit more sort of singy than that, really. I think there is some vocal there at the back there, sort of maybe processed or something. Not 100%, but basically an instrumental track. I just sort of missed this release, and it was posted on the Patreon Discord by, I think, Richard Douglas, who's been posting some absolutely brilliant stuff recently, including some pretty mad things that I haven't checked out yet. But
well, the drum and bass with the included in the track, I Killed Tupac.
Is it a drum and bass record?
It's sort of like avant experimentation. It's got a bit of everything in there from Ham Fugee Records, but yes.
Good old Ham Fugee Records. But so that's on Sacred Bones. Acts of Light is the record, out 3rd of November.
Am I right in thinking her music is usually a bit more up-tempo than that, or
no,
am I wrong?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely incorrect.
All her music's incredibly miserable.
Oh.
yeah. Sorry, Hilary.
But it's a sort of like feelings of dread in there. I am going to play, so that came out a couple of months ago, I'm going to play a record from last year that I enjoyed a lot and have revisited this week, and then I realised I hadn't played it on the podcast last year, and so I think...
2021, apparently.
Yeah, that was when the single came out. Yes, the album came out last year from this Maya Al-Khaldi. She's a Palestinian experimental folk artist, for want of a better term. So been sort of brought me back to this music, and her music especially, because her music is inspired by Palestinian folklore and then modernized. But all of her tracks include either lyrics, melodies, or samples from audio recordings from the traditional music archive of the Popular Art Center, which is a Palestinian NGO founded in 1980s that was founded to promote a vibrant and dynamic culture and art sectors in Palestine. So wanting to hold on to and promote the art and creative industries in that part of the world. So yes, very sort of poignant at the moment. The record is called Otherworld, and it is absolutely fabulous. Yes, so this is Maya Al-Khaldi, and this track is called Outdoor.
Thank you.
There you go, that sounds like Maya El Kaldi, a track called Our Door, translates as also in parentheses, Nothing Comes Back the Same. It's taken from the album Other World, which is out on Tourleaf, a Palestinian label. It's a woman-led independent Palestinian record label, which is started as an idea for an alternative way of building and thinking about the music industry, they say, and sort of provide an alternative platform for Palestinian artists, and we'll focus on women specifically. And yes, that is the only release that I can find on it thus far.
Nice. And obviously our thought goes out to everybody affected by what's going down over there right now, an incredibly depressing and sad state of affairs, and hope for an end to conflict everywhere.
Yes, that is for sure. But yeah, it really a really fabulous record. So I think on the positive sides of it, it's, you know, she's based in Jerusalem. Her work focused on protecting Palestinian folklore whilst then adding her own reflections, as I said before. So it's yeah, a really lovely thing. And as I've said many, many times on this podcast, sort of taking that traditional and adding something a little bit more contemporary creates something absolutely wondrous. And that record is a good example of that.
Nice. From one country with a depressing state of affairs to another country with a depressing state of affairs.
A depressing state of affairs tour.
Yeah, I'm going to play you Lucid Vox from Russia. Four ladies, I brought them around for some a show here in London in 2019. They were brilliant. They released on Glitterbeat Records, which I reckon Glitterbeat is quietly storming up the most played labels.
I'm not sure it's quietly doing anything.
Yeah, loudly rising
it's
up.
It's definitely top five last time we checked.
Yeah, exactly. We have really played a lot of releases. Just like so much good stuff and just so much variety as well. You can't really pin down Glitterbeat to anything really, to like international music or something. You know?
Surely world music.
Exactly.
No, thanks.
Nominally, Lucid Vox are sort of like a rock band, a psychedelic rock band. I think they're really quite good. Their new album is called That's What Remained, and this is a track from it called Don't Look Away.
Yeah.
There we go. I had told Lisa Vox's agent that I wasn't sure about being able to do a headline show because I wasn't sure how many people were interested in them, but I am now sufficiently more interested in them after listening to that again that I'm just going to do it anyway. So coming to Baba Yaga's next year again.
Excellent. Just need the thousands of people who listen to this podcast, a small percentage of them, to really like that and then come down to it.
Oh man, it's only under 20 pre-orders on the Bandcamp. Not a great sign.
No, that's fine. So that's, you know, anyway, it's fine.
I would say that if people want to, under 20 euros for the record here, that's a good deal. 18.75 euros, so about 16 quid.
Who's putting it out?
Glitterbeat Records.
Oh, yes, yes. As as mentioned before, yes. So yeah, you think, well, obviously, if you're here in the UK, you're going to have the postage on that. But, you know, with Glitterbeat, you can bundle that up with all sorts of goodies and it'll be fine. And he looks like he's buying it at the moment, but he is logged in
through Gareth's account. No, I was just seeing about how the... I was going to see how much the postage was. €9.
All right. It's not bad.
Absolute top tier radio there. New listeners, new patrons. They'll be like, how the fuck has this podcast been going for 12 years? Lucid Vox, great band. Should buy them.
Ready for some Hot in Da Club after that? I think so.
Let's get hot.
Yeah, new Hot in Da Club. Function Band is the name of the record. It's three people, Spooky, J, P, Q, and Eke. I'll talk a little bit more after this. But this is actually, usually they put it out on their own Spooky Shit label. This one's actually, I believe it's a co-release with Sail Scheiben Filler, which I cannot...
Excellent work there.
Yeah, which I cannot say, but I do like their music. This track is called Calculator. Yeah, it sounds of Hot in Da Club Calculator. Seriously, I didn't even get that until I read it out loud.
Every Hot in Da Club song has a stupid name.
Yeah, they're loving their puns. And yeah, take it from the record, Function Band.
Another stupid pun. Function Band?
What? Fuck, you know. mate, I'm going to get a message about that. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, like I say, Hot in Da Club is a project of Spooky J, PQ, and Eke. Spooky J and PQ are best known for being part of Niloxica, so who released their... I got their record through the other day, like, well, literally like 3 days ago, their one on Crammed Discs, sounding extremely good as well. And Eke has lots of great releases, Blip Discs primarily, but all over the shop. He's got some good stuff out there. All very good Hot in Da Club and spooky shit. Particularly just put out some absolutely mind-melting club music. Like thunderous bangers, guaranteed, apart from that last record of Spooky J's, which was a bit...
Moderate bangers.
Bit of moderated banging.
Last one before we move to the patron-only section. Thank you very much for listening to this week's podcast. If you're not a patron, you should be. You get full episodes. You get our live show, Halloween special in 2 weeks. Get the great Discord where you can natter about music and meet up at gigs and all that sorts of stuff. It is. We surveyed the patrons. Every single one of them said it was great value. So what more do you need?
That's like guaranteed. Even all the ones that have cancelled, the ones that... told us about it also said it was great value. It was personal reasons they can't do it anymore. So yes, even great value.
And last one here is going to be a very welcome return for the Hacks and Cloak. His first record released like a non-soundtrack thing in over a decade. In that time, since he did Excavation in 2013 and his Hacks and Cloak self-titled debut in 2011, he's moved to LA and had an incredible career as like one of the most sought-after soundtrack makers, producers,
composers,
all sorts. He's had an absolutely amazing career. And I put him on a few times back in the day, and he was just kind of part of the London scene and just whatever. It's been his trajectory has been pretty great, but. Regardless of that, put aside all those incredibly well-paid Hollywood commissions to just put out some straight fucking tunes. And this is a new release. It's from a record called NY. It's released on Archaic Devices, and it's called Wakefield, England. I think it's where he's from.
Wakefield, England is my neck of the woods.
I was about to say, very near you. So there we go. So an ode to West Yorkshire. This is from the Hacks and Cloak, and we'll be back with you in 4 minutes and 32 seconds, patrons.